Hello and welcome to another Tuesday. 2 o'clock on Tuesday is when we produce information that will be useful to you, will help you and your business grow. A number of tools and techniques, and we analyse them each time for you to use and reuse, take away, share. It's free. But if you find this useful then and you want more, please feel free to contact me. Today we're going to talk about not just the four P's, but there are actually 9 of them. We'll come on to what that is. But collectively, it's known as the marketing mix. And the marketing mix goes back to the late 1940s, I think 1949, and the four P's: product, price, promotion, and place. And those were the four P's of the marketing mix. Now, the four P's, product. This isn't just what you make, what services and products you provide. Rather, how the product is perceived by the customer, not just what you make. So, for example, an iPhone. It's a phone. There are other phones out there. People don't own an iPhone and say it's a phone. No. They say it's an iPhone, and they're very passionate about the iPhone. Certainly, a vast majority of them are. And that's because the product is not just a phone. It's the way the customers perceive it. So understanding your product and how it's perceived by the customers is important. Price is also important. If you only ever compete on price, there is only one way. So you have to understand the value that your product attracts and understand the lever that is price, and it's one of several levers. So understand the importance of that place. Promotion. Over the last few months, with so many companies in lockdown, promotion has become a vital tool. Business today and certainly for survival tomorrow. So what are you doing in terms of your promotion to make sure that you stay very current with your customers and build relationships with potentially customers of the future? And place. Place is the other one, and it refers to giving the customer access and convenience to you. Now, it's called place because traditionally, back in 1949, it was a shop. Something similar. People could come to you. Less so now. Trading online is simple. You don't actually need to have a trading premise anymore. You can do it from a room in your house and have great customer service, lots of very loyal customers, and a nice healthy revenue stream. So place is less important in that respect. In the other respect, place is becoming a different measure. Where are your customers? You can now serve customers around the world. So where are they? Understanding the place that they consume at and from, rather than the place you trade from, has become more important. If we go through to the 1980s, the four P's, the marketing mix, became the seven P's. We added people, process, and physical evidence. At the heart of any company are the people that run it. But people within the seven P's isn't just the people that run it. It's also the customers, the suppliers, your associates, it's everyone involved. And there are companies that have built their entire go-to-market strategy on looking after their staff. If you look after the staff, they will look after the customers. And there are significant companies in terms of scale that have achieved that. Process is also important. Having good, efficient process. They enable the company to operate efficiently. They remove some of the cost, but they also enable you to respond quickly to changes within the customer demand or potentially what competition is doing. So the process is also important. And physical evidence, the environment in which you work. So that matters now even more to the staff. It also matters to how you trade, even if it's online. So physical evidence is also important. Now, I mentioned at the start 9 P's, and I'll perhaps come on to that in a sec, because there are 2 more. One was added a few years ago and is still being debated. The other one, I think, is fundamental to our future. But before we get into those last two, let me explain that I work as a growth strategy consultant. I advise companies on how to grow their business. That isn't just about running sales campaigns or doing some marketing. It's actually sustainable business growth. And you do that by really understanding the products and services you sell, the marketplace in which you operate, the performance within the company, and the performance against your competitors and the alternative. So it's quite an analytical piece. So taking the seven P's and analyzing them is important. You can do that internally. But if you want an outside consultant to do that, please give me a call. I'll be happy to do it. And I won't charge for the first call. If you want some free advice, please give me a call. Details are at the end. I mentioned the last two P's. A while ago, there was productivity. Now, what is productivity? It's performance and quality. It's how you measure yourselves against your competitors in terms of quality, in terms of the service you provide, not just the product you provide, but how well you support your customers. But it's also performance. When you have a complaint, when you have customer feedback, when you have a change in regulations or there's a dynamic shift in what the market is looking for, how do you react? How capable are you of turning that around? Productivity isn't just about the production line. Productivity is about flexibility, how nimble and agile you are as well. And that was added a couple of years ago. Over the last few months, the world has been through some very interesting challenges. The economy globally is suffering, and many people are working from home. So place in terms of where you work has become less important. But actually, a lot of other things have suddenly become more apparent and more important to people. The ability to work from home has become much more open to people, and we're not going to go back so much to the way it used to be. But the biggest difference I've seen is, yes, there are a lot less aircraft in the air, there are a lot less cars on the road, a lot less people are commuting. I can stand on the southbound and look into central London, and it's a fundamentally different picture to how it was 2 months ago. There are cities around the world where, for the first time in a generation, things are now visible. Buildings that are now visible, views that didn't exist until COVID-19 are now visible. So the ninth P is the planet. And the reason it matters is because the companies of tomorrow and the companies working today, your environmental credentials matter. And they matter hugely. But not just the environmental credentials of what you produce, but your whole supply chain. Now, about a week ago, I did an interview with Jason Grant of the Design Company. Fantastic guy. He works at redesigning how companies operate. He looks at the whole seven P's and other tools and techniques as well. And he puts people absolutely at the heart of everything. Customers, suppliers, stakeholders, staff, everyone. But he's also cognizant of the fact that the first thing you should consider when you're redesigning a company is the planet. I remember very well from his presentation that he gave a few weeks ago, the first thing on his slide was planet. And yes, the seven P's, the four P's, it's now the nine P's. So how do you score on your planet performance? As I said, if you want some free consultancy, please give me a call. I'll be happy to help. If you want someone to evaluate your marketing mix, give you some insight into what you're doing well, then please give me a call. I'll be more than happy to help. Thank you.